If you were born in the 1970s or have children who were, chances are you've imagined rain made of orange juice or storms of burgers falling from the sky. That would be because you loved the book Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. It's about a town where the weather is literally delicious. Today, more than 30 years after the book was published, a film version comes out in what the ads are calling mouth-watering 3D. As our critic Bob Mondello tells us, the movie goes beyond the scope of the book.
Wondering how the town of Swallow Falls got to be a place where it rains soup and snows mashed potatoes? Well, Judy and Ron Barrett didn't tell you in the book, but it turns out an inventor named Flint Lockwood is responsible. When Flint was a little boy, he invented lots of things that unfortunately didn't work quite the way he'd hoped.
Remote controlled television!
Remote uncontrolled is more like it. He gave the TV legs and it wandered out the door.
Monkey thought translator.
Hungry.
How wise.
Hungry, 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 hungry.
Monkeys, see, don't have many thoughts, and spray-on shoes don't come off, and...
Rat birds.
Hey, what's going on, little guy?
Well, that's just not a good idea. Still, a machine that turns water into food, that could have possibilities, if only the machine hadn't gotten accidentally shot into the stratosphere before Flint could figure out if it worked. Nearly knocked over a cute weather forecaster, too, on her very first broadcast.
You hit me with a rocket!
You kicked me in the face!
I said I was sorry!
The water into food machine made Flint a laughingstock, even in the eyes of his father, when it disappeared into a cloud. But that cloud, he realizes, when a pickle falls from the sky, was wet. They look up to see other foods falling too. Cheese, buns.
That could only be.
It's raining cheeseburgers. The machine works, and once Flint learns to control it, he can take special requests, soup to nuts, which makes him pretty popular and doesn't hurt the weather forecaster's career either.
Well, those cheeseburgers were only the beginning because a breakfast system is on its way to Swallow Falls.
My forecast? Sunny. Side up.
She's fond of puns and starts talking about meteor showers, and that's just a taste. Sorry, of the script's wit. Also delicious is the way that filmmakers Phil Lord and Chris Miller incorporate visual jokes. The lab Flint's built in his backyard looks downright grown up until you see its airlock as a shower curtain and its instruments repurposed toys. There's a veritable feast of food metaphors, jello as trampoline, a twisting tornado of spaghetti, and the animators have the good sense to realize that if it were ever to snow ice cream...
Yay!
Kids would almost certainly make snow angels lying face down.
Strawberry's my favorite!
All of which could easily turn sickly sweet in the telling, so it's good that the film brings some real-world crunch to the story. Ethnic characters whose presence makes a point, a weather girl smart enough to hate being considered eye candy, and a clear message about the downside of a society where food is overabundant. Like most mainstream pictures these days, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs ends with a big action sequence, turning into Raiders of the Lost Arby's when you wish it would serve up something less conventional. But by that time, the filmmakers have also served up a little food for thought, along with lots of laughs. I'm Bob Mondello.